Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 443 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her packing preparations with Caroline for Caroline's trip to Europe. We're going to talk about the SEC baseball tournament and the fact that the first game for the Aggies and the Bulldogs is against one another. And we're going to talk about, as always, what we've been watching. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. On our most recent episode, Melanie and I came up with some new slogans for products and really general life experiences. We laughed a ton. We also have book club coming up at the end of the month for our $8 subscribers. We're reading Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. So if you haven't joined us for our book club yet, we would love it. And our Amazon shop, as always, there for you to see all the things that we love and love to use at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And there are still some tickets for our San Antonio live show. It's on October 23rd. It's going to be a blast. We have a special guest we're so excited about, and we would love to see you there. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 443. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, 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 it's the week of the SEC baseball tournament, Melanie.
It is. It is. I'm going to tell you.
Do you have any thoughts?
In the words of our friend Christy, what she texted this week, if the Aggies have a slogan, it's clear eyes, full hearts, we'll lose.
Bless.
I can't, I'm done with being emotionally invested.
Okay.
I'm signing up for my pottery class. I felt like last night, if you want to talk about, so this, we're recording on Monday.
So, oh, Melanie. Oh, I have thought about you and thought about you regarding the softball.
The Aggie girls softball. I mean, God bless them. I'm like, what? You've never seen Tex Aggs at such a level of despondency and despair. Because it's like, really, what have we done? Like,
yes.
What
sort of collective, like, institutional repentance do we need to begin? How can we kick that off?
Yeah. What do we need to do? Do we need to see if our new American Pope can come bless our campus?
Yes.
Like, what needs to happen? Because what had happened was, is that the Aggie women's softball team, who's been ranked number one pretty much all season, who has played lights out, who beat the Longhorns, who ended up with the number one overall seed in the entire NCAA tournament, we lost on Saturday to Liberty University, who had never even made it to a regional. And not to take anything away from Liberty, they were clearly a good team. I mean,
yes,
they're a great team. And so then we had to play them yesterday. We had to play them two more times.
Yes.
If we were going to win, and we ended up losing the second game by one run and are completely eliminated. And as ESPN did not mind telling us once or 742 million times, it's the first time that has ever happened. It's the first time it's ever happened. Also, our women's tennis team fell one short of repeat national championships because we lost to Georgia. And so I don't know what our athletic department has going on. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if they need me to go in there and give some pep talks about grit and resilience and digging deep. So all that to say, the SEC tournament, I'm like, I mean, whatever. Let's not prolong it. Let's call the charade for what it is.
Listen, though, when I saw, okay, so State went to Missouri this weekend. The bats were batting.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, it was maybe the first time ever I can think of where we had a weekend conference series and we run ruled every game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, I mean, it was really something. But now, I think probably Missouri was on a little bit of an upswing after their weekend with y'all. So they were primed, you know, for a letdown. But all that to say, So state was very dependent on things falling out a certain way to maybe get a bye in the SEC tournament, which is single elimination this year. All 16 teams are in.
Yes.
And when I saw that we didn't get the bye because of the way things fell out. So we're playing in the first round and we are playing the Texas A&M Fighting Aggies yes. in the first round of the tournament. And I thought, well, that feels just right. That yeah. feels mm-hmm. just right that one of us will eliminate the other one from the conference championship after really a very up and down season. So
listen, but I feel like y'all are on the upswing. I feel like you fired your coach and it's like y'all came alive. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I also, you know, I've been to the tournament enough to know none of that. It's like, you know, it's just a whole new deal. It's a brand new season.
Yeah.
In that tournament. So
I don't know. I saw something. I can't remember who it was. It was interviewed and was like, now we're just focused. It was an Aggie player. And he's like, now we're just focused on we've got to win the SEC tournament. And I just wanted to say, hey, I'm going to tell you there's a thing called awareness.
Well, okay, but y'all can still make a regional. Like I saw.
Can we? Can
I think you can. I saw y'all yesterday as a projected 3 seed.
Okay.
So I think y'all can still make a regional. Y'all took one from Georgia. Is that right?
Yes, that
and
is
Georgia
correct.
Won 2 this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think, and listen, and y'all could very well make a run in this thing. I am going tomorrow night, which is
okay,
a pretty
good
indicator that the Aggies will be victorious. But I haven't had the best luck at the SEC tournament with the Bulldogs in some years. I mean, it's been okay. But we haven't won it in like 13 years. So
yeah. I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Okay. If you were in town, would you go with me?
Oh, yeah, I would go. Okay. Why not? I mean, eat a hot dog, hang out with you, drink a beer. I mean, sure, I'd go. But that's my investment now in the sports. I am now at a point where, like my friend Christy, I just need to be in the shade.
Yeah.
And I will enjoy it for the social implications therein. I will tailgate. I will enjoy my
absolutely.
Time. But as for me and my house, we are no longer putting any emotional and or spiritual
energy
into the Texas A&M Aggie sports teams. I wish them well. I wish them well. I'm super excited today because y'all know how much I love AG1, and AG1 has now gone through a major upgrade. AG1's next gen is here. It's the same single scoop once a day, but now clinically backed and formulated with more upgraded vitamins, minerals, and probiotics. AG1's next gen is now one of the most clinically backed greens powder. They went above and beyond the industry standard in testing and have made a great product even better. NextGen represents years of development and 4 clinical trials. I'm so excited about this because I feel like AG1 already gives me so much of what I need, and now it's going to give me even more. It offers more advanced, clinically backed formulas that fills common nutrient gaps, supports my gut health, my immune support, all in the same easy once-a-day ritual. This has been a game changer for me. It sets the tone for my day, it gives me better energy, and I genuinely look forward to it. Now clinically backed with an advanced formula, this is the perfect time to try AG1. If you haven't yet, I've been drinking AG1 for 2 years now, and I'm so happy to be partnering with them. So subscribe today to try the next gen of AG1. If you use our link, you'll also get a free bottle of AG D3 K2 and an AG1 welcome kit and 5 of the upgraded AG1 travel packs with your first order. So make sure to check out drinkag1.com/bigboo to get started with AG1's next gen and notice the benefits for yourself. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. I even tried to do my part because I thought if I don't post on Instagram about any baseball victories or any softball victories, maybe I'm the problem. You know what I mean? Like
oh,
I did some self-reflection.
Yes.
Like I was like, I'm going to let it lie. So like this year I was like, I'm not going to post. Like even when we started winning, I was like, I'm going to leave it alone. Turns out I'm not the problem. So I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah. State's women also got eliminated from regional play. Uh-huh. We were playing Texas Tech in the finals and that it didn't go our way. But
yeah, listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're hoping for maybe a swing of good luck this week. We'll see what happens. I'm mainly excited. You know, Alex and I have been to the tournament together for years and years.
Yeah.
And something like 15 years, I think, 14 years. But he's in Japan, so obviously mm-hmm. he won't be attending the SEC baseball tournament this year. But and Joel and Ashby also were like the father daughter duo. You know, we would all meet up. We've had so many good times over the years. So anyway, Joel and I were texting this morning because Ash is in Clemson.
Okay.
Alex is in Japan. Uh-huh. So, but my sister and I are going to go tomorrow night and meet Joel. So
that'll be fine.
Joel and I we're going to soldier on through. We're going to try to keep it going. I mean, he's in it for the LSU Tigers, of course. But anyway, all that to say, the thing I'm most excited about is last year in the hospitality room at the mm-hmm. tournament, they had mango cart beer, which I don't know if you've ever had a mango cart. It's very, very citrusy.
Oh no.
And a little mango-y and pineapple-y, and it's delicious.
Oh.
And it's kind of hard to find in stores because I spent the rest of the summer trying to find it. I did find it earlier this year. All that to say, I'm excited about mango cart.
Okay.
I'm excited. You know, I mean, this is, if I can hold on to one thing, and then, you know, if we get eliminated, I'll cheer for y'all. I'll cheer for LSU. I'll cheer for Auburn. Like, yeah. I'll pick me a team and go the distance.
Cheer them on through. Mm-hmm. Now, the beer conversation has made me, are you familiar with, Caroline and I've had this discussion, are you familiar with a Bapple? Have you heard about a Bapple?
I know about the Bapple. And do I have a college-age son? I know all about the Bapple, Melanie. I woke up one day and found Bapple in my own refrigerator. Well, and I said, this seems like the nastiest thing I have ever heard of in my life. Because, you know, I've had a whole thing with Alex about, like, listen, I understand. I know, like, college kids in general like beer. I understand mm-hmm. this. Can we drink good beer?
Yeah.
Can we avoid a whole Natty Light trajectory?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when I woke up one day to see a Bapple in my in my refrigerator, I was like, oh, this is not where I thought this was going. It's a deal.
No, it's a whole thing. Caroline mm-hmm. was telling me. So if y'all don't know, it's Busch beer, but it's apple. It's Busch beer apple flavor. So the children call it Bapple. But she was saying, like, in College Station, like, it flies off the shelf so fast that they, like, keep it in the back. She said, like, at the chicken, they keep it in the back and then they bring it out as need be. And so then it kind of made me curious. Listen, I haven't had a Busch beer since probably ninth grade, but I was like, it made me.
I feel like some truth just came out. I thought you were going to say like 1990 something.
No.
Okay. No, you took it on back to the 80s.
Listen,
right.
I'm going to say, you know, high school age. I can't remember the last time I had a Busch beer, but I was curious because, and I asked Caroline, I was like, have you tried it? And she's like, no, I don't really like beer. And so we were talking about it. And so we were going to Central Market that day to get wine because we were having some friends over for dinner Saturday night. And I said, maybe we can get some Bapple. And she said, Mom, I feel certain that Central Market isn't going to have Busch beer.
Right.
Like, probably not. So we still haven't found it, but I am kind of curious about it. Like, I would like to just try it and see.
Well, you have a goal
what
for
the
your
buzz
summer.
Is about. So that's my summer goal right there is the Bapple.
So I've seen it on TikTok that, like, it may have been like a Costco or a Sam's. Somebody got it in, and the pallets of it that they had, just the pallets of Busch Apple that they were stocking in their stores, but I've never tried one either. I don't know that I've ever had a Busch beer. I don't know that I'm
no.
I'm willing,
in general, I feel like beer in a can. You know what I mean? Like, if I need I need it to be in a glass bottle. I need it to be ice cold. I need it to be ice cold. I need it to be dressed with some salt and a little bit of lime, but just a can. Like, I laughed because the other day I was walking Mabel and I went up to the nature trails, like, up by our house, and there were a couple of empty cans of Keystone Light right there. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's how you know some high school kids have been here.
That's telling.
Who's drinking Keystone Light up by the nature trails?
Now, I will say Mango Cart comes in a can because it's like IPA-ish, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's an IPA, but I just remember last year it was so cold, and I'll put it in a cup, but I like if it's really, really, really cold. I like beer though. Like, I don't know that I've ever talked about that before on the podcast, but I do. I like beer.
Yeah.
Not all the time, because, you know, I have an alcohol allergy and I turn very red, but like on a hot summer day, I like a cold beer.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's mm-hmm. a hot summer day is the time for it. So mm-hmm. anyway, but so there's that.
Well, that conversation took a turn. I didn't know it was taken.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't on our Google Doc that we were going to talk about the apple beer. When was the last time you needed to go to a doctor, but you kept pushing it off? Because here's the thing, we're too busy. We don't know who to go to. We can't find our insurance card. I'd rather use the time to do anything else than to figure that out. I think we've all been there. Booking a doctor's appointment can feel so daunting. But thanks to ZocDoc, there is no reason to delay because they make it so easy to find and book a doctor. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. They all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few taps in the app. There's no more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist, listening to bad music. You can get a doctor easily that you know is reviewed by real patients. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
But I feel like right now our full-time job has been, well, first of all, let me say that starting last week, Caroline and I went and joined a gym near us.
Okay.
Because,
all right.
You know, I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do about working out because I was like, I need to be closer to home. I need to whatever. And Caroline's like, while I'm home this summer, I'll just be your trainer. So I'm going to tell you that we did that three times last week. And I could barely sit down in this chair to record this podcast is what I'm
so
tell
sorry.
You.
Did so, she make you do squats?
Oh, she made me do split squats with weight.
Uh-uh.
And so I'm like, game on. I can do it. Yeah, I could do it, but I didn't know that I could do it and then still walk the next day. So, so we're working on that, but then she's leaving on her trip on Wednesday. So I will go it alone for the 3 weeks that she's gone. But I'm going to tell you that pretty much getting her ready for this trip has become my full-time job. It's reminiscent of when we were packing her up for the dorm. You know what I mean? The Amazon ordering is off.
It's significant. But thank God for it. I mean, what would we have even done? You know, I mean, it's necessary.
No, I mean, anything that we need, I'm just like, oh, let's go to Amazon. I decided last night when I looked at the London and the Paris temps that I decided that what she needed was a trench coat. And listen, ordered on Amazon. It was here this morning by 10 a.m.
Oh, so, well done. I noticed because Jamie and Aaron's sister-in-law, Katie, went to London last week. Mm-hmm. And Aaron had on the cutest trench coat in some of her pictures. And I thought, I just appreciate that whole vibe.
Yes.
I'm in London. I'm wearing a trench coat. It feels right. Feels like you thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels appropriate. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I started looking because the weather while she's going to be London and Paris is going to be, you know, in the 60s and chances of rain both days. And I thought coming from Texas, I told her, I was like, you'll adjust, but you're going to feel cold when you mm-hmm. get there. I said, that's going to feel cold. And so I was thinking about it and I was like, a trench coat is what she needs because it can be dressed up or down. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it with your nice dresses, but it looks polished.
Yes.
It won't wrinkle. And so I was like this. And so when I showed it to her, I was like, would you wear this? She goes, oh, a lady coat. And I said, yes.
She and Ella love a lady coat.
I do love a lady coat.
I have a vision right now in my head of Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
She has on some baggier jeans.
Yep.
With a good sneaker, a crop sweater, her trench, and she's got her hair pulled back and like parted in the middle and pulled back slick. That's the look I have in mind as you mm-hmm. as you talk about this trench coat.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're going to have going. So mm-hmm. So now we're just weeding down. So yesterday we did like the first pass of her closet of here are all the things that she would like to take.
Okay.
And then we started to.
Y'all didn't just count off t-shirts?
We did not count off t-shirts. So, but I told her, I said, but we need to be realistic. I said, because you really do need to think about, I said, when you're going day after day after day, I said, I think at some point you're going to be like, I don't really care as much about looking cute as I do about what's comfortable and what do I want to have on all day. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the mix of, so today we're going to continue to try to scale down
what we're packing. So we'll see how that goes.
She does have to think about the pictures, though, because she is going to want to have some really good outfits, Melanie, for her pictures.
She is. And we talked about that because, like, there's a night in Paris where they're doing, like, a nighttime Eiffel Tower. And I was like, you know, like, Eiffel Tower, you're going to do pictures. When you go to Versailles, you're going to do pictures. You know, when you go to a vineyard in Italy, you're going to do pictures. So anyway, listen, we'll see how it goes. We're just going to try to fit. We're going to ask a lot of that suitcase. And that carry-on bag.
That's fair, though. That's what it's there for. It's there to facilitate. So hopefully that'll go well.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's pretty much what we did. We went to the gym. We have ordered things off of Amazon. We have started pre-packing a suitcase.
Okay. Well done.
Yeah, I know. So what about you? What's been happening? This year, I've really been trying to clean up the way I shop for groceries, not just for my health, but for our budget. I was getting tired of standing in the aisles trying to read every ingredient label, only to end up overpaying for a few healthy items in my local store. And that's why I love Thrive Market. It is a total game changer because you get the same high quality brands that I love, but for less and without compromising my standards. Thrive Market is like your favorite health food store, but it's online, way more affordable, and shows up at your door. I'm talking about premium brands like Primal Kitchen, Siete, Hue, and Simple Mills, all delivered to your door and up to 30% less than what you pay at a traditional store. I love their site because it's super easy to shop. You can filter by your diet, whether you're gluten-free, paleo, keto, low sugar, vegan. You don't have to waste time reading every label. I've been personally avoiding seed oils lately, and Thrive makes it so simple to find clean, better options. Skip the junk without overspending. Head to thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Listen, David left Friday. He and our friend Joel, who I'm going to watch baseball with tomorrow night, he and Joel went to Lexington for the weekend, for a long weekend, and because Joel turned 50. And so they were doing a little bourbon crawl, like a distillery crawl. They went to four different bourbon distilleries. I'll have lots of information for you, Melanie, later this afternoon.
I cannot wait.
Because I'm going to tell you what's true of both of them is they like to learn.
Yes.
And so I talked to David for just a little bit on Saturday after they got back from the first two distilleries, and he thought it was so great. And anyway, so they have been in Lexington. They're driving home now. And they actually stayed, I can't remember the name of the hotel. I'll put it in the show notes because Cole told us about it. Do you remember that we were at his house?
I do.
That's where they stayed. And David said, tell Cole, I said, well done with that recommendation because the hotel, he said, was phenomenal.
Oh, good.
So anyway, so they're on their way back here, which means I've been by myself just with Hazel since Friday. And I have been such a hermit. I have been such just the most content person you've ever seen to just sit in a chair and watch television. I've gone to bed like at 9 every night. I know, it's really been something, but I caught up on The Handmaid's Tale, which I will say, you know, I've been real frustrated by The Handmaid's Tale the last couple of seasons because it's just like, oh my gosh, like somebody do something. Cause I felt like it was a lot of close-ups of June Osborne's face. But so this season things are happening. It's the final season. And so I caught up on that. And then I got a thing on Hulu that said, do you want to watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives? And I've heard about it and I've seen those women on TikTok, but I was like, sure, why not? I'm halfway through season two.
Well, life comes at you fast, so
gosh. And I don't even know how to put into words what I have witnessed. The first thing is these young women are barely older than our children, right?
Wow.
They're all in their 24, 25, 28. Like they're very young. But it's so interesting. It's really interesting. And finally, last night, after I finished maybe the fifth episode of season two or the sixth episode of season two, it all runs together. I was like, enough.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I'll finish the rest of the season. I'd heard their voices and all their hair is long and wavy.
And they, you know, they don't drink alcohol typically because they're Mormon. And so, yeah. But they drink a lot of poppies. They love a poppy. They drink a lot of the doctored sodas. That part's been fascinating, like to hear their soda orders and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that where Swig started?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Because of all the different types of sodas and stuff. But isn't it a Mormon because that's what they drink?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I knew that. Okay. Uh-huh.
So it's that part of it I've just been fascinated by. So anyway, all that to say, I watched that. I did get up yesterday. We had a huge thunderstorm Sunday morning that woke me up, I think before 6, because the weather alarm went off. It was a thunderstorm warning.
Yeah.
And it was loud, but it was so pretty. I mean, if you like a summer storm, as I tend to do. So I was going to go to church at 5, but I ended up going at 8 by myself. We're now on the summer schedule. It's not 7:45. It's 8 now.
Okay.
So I did that and I stopped on the way home and got my car washed and ran through Starbucks and got me an iced flat white. Whatever sounds good. That's what I've done. I haven't shopped a lick. I haven't really been anywhere except to Pilates. I've hung out, and Hazel has thought it was the most delightful thing.
Oh, she's living her best life.
Yeah. She snored for 4 days. Mm-hmm. So, but I wanted to mention there were three kind of Mississippi adjacent things that I have run across while during all my quality time at home that I wanted to be sure to mention.
Okay.
The first one is that a guy from my hometown from Meridian in Mississippi, mm-hmm. Named Jamal Roberts, won American Idol. This is very exciting, Melanie.
Oh, that is very exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. And so I was in Guessmeyer earlier last week, and there was somebody from Meridian who was in there, and they had a big parade the day before to honor him. You know how on American Idol they always do a parade. Yeah. So I haven't watched the show, but I've seen clips on social media. And so I'm going to link, there's a song he sang a couple of weeks ago called Heal, mm-hmm. that is so beautiful. And I just think about, you know, somebody growing up in a smallish southern town and with this voice that he has. It's just amazing. Yeah. So yay for Jamal. The second thing, this is Mississippi adjacent, but it's close. In Memphis, at Central High School in Memphis, they have a jazz band. And I don't know how I ran across this last week, but there's a competition in New York called Essentially Ellington, where high school jazz bands compete from all over the world.
Oh.
And the Central High Jazz Band won, and I watched their performance, and it made me cry. Those kids, they're so gifted. They enjoy each other so much as they play. They're so good. Mm-hmm. Their director is so great. And I think, you know, like I probably miss on some level those sort of community moments you get in a school setting, like where kids sort of rise to an occasion.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to link to that because it's fantastic. I watched it again this morning. I love it so much. And then last night when I began my break from the Secret mm-hmm. Lives of Mormon Wives or whatever it's called. Yes. Is that what it's called? Secret Lives?
Secret Lives. I think that's right.
Okay.
Mormon Wives, yeah.
Anyway, when I took my break, I switched it to Hometown on HGTV, which I haven't seen in a while, you know, with Aaron and Ben Napier.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen the show in a while, but there was an episode where they helped a little Christian school in Laurel move to a new building, like a new schoolhouse.
Yeah.
And it just about put me in the bed. It was
okay.
It was so sweet. So that's all I have to say. So I have three very sweet Mississippi adjacent things I'm going to put in the show notes. That hometown episode, I'm going to have to watch it again. They found the perfect place to move this small school.
Mm-hmm.
They decorated everything so beautifully. It was so thoughtful. The woman who is the principal of this school was absolutely precious. It will warm your heart. So anyway, that's what's been on my mind all day today.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, I want to watch that. That'll be something I'll watch after Caroline leaves for Europe and I can do something else. It'll be great.
When you stop placing Amazon orders like a professional.
Yes. When Caroline moved into her college house 3 years ago, we got her a Helix mattress, and she always tells us that it's even better than the mattress she sleeps on at home, which was much more expensive and much more of a pain to buy. The thing about Helix mattresses, they're the right amount of support and comfort to make sure that you get a great night's sleep. They have a test you can take online to figure out what kind of sleeper you are, what kind of mattress support is going to be best for you, and then they offer over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Plus, they have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. A good night's sleep is so important, and I feel like it's so hard to get, especially as we get older. So don't let your mattress be your problem. Treat yourself to a Helix mattress. Helix knows that there is no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. So they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo for their Memorial Day sale, May 12th through June 1st. You can get 27% off site-wide, plus a free bedding bundle, which is a sheet set and mattress protector with any Lux or Elite mattress order. This is exclusive for our listeners. It's helixsleep.com/bigboo. Again, that's helixsleep.com/bigboo for 27% off site-wide, plus your free bedding bundle. Well, you'll appreciate that while I've been busy doing this, you know, and trying to get everything. And, you know, I've got this mental list in my head of like everything that we've got to do, like get this packed. We've got to order this. We've got to make sure that we have this, you know, we've got to whatever. I'm doing all this. So Perry comes in today, and on Mondays, typically what his day is his guys do, they have a couple of yards that they always do every week for people. Mm-hmm. And that's always on Mondays, Monday's yards day. And then mm-hmm. Perry usually uses that time where he comes home, and he's usually like drawing plans, doing bids, call it around, sourcing plants. Like that's kind of what he does on Monday to get them ready for the week. So I hear him. I'm getting ready because I had to do a podcast interview before this. So I'm actually getting dressed, and I can hear him on the phone, and it's like an intense conversation.
Okay.
And he's like, well, let me ask you this. Do you have the orange with the da 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 da? And then he's like, okay, well, I hate to make you go back and look again, but do you have the blue something? This is like going on forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is he like? What plants? Like what, who is he calling? Like mm-hmm. what's going on? No, he was calling. I don't know who, let's say Mark's real shop looking for some fishing lures is what he was doing. You've never heard the mm-hmm. amount of detail. Do you have, cause then I can hear, mm-hmm. do you have the red woolly dragon with the flat something tail? I mean, it's like a whole thing. It's a mm-hmm. 30 minute phone conversation. So mm-hmm. that's what he has going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, that was most pressing thing on our Monday morning.
Yeah. That's very critical, Melanie. It's very critical. Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you've got to get them in because of these tariffs. So they're going to be limited. Sure. So he's got to stock up. And I'm going to tell you that I feel certain that if I were to go in our back house right now, the amount of fishing lures that we have back there is not insignificant.
But there's nothing like a sense of urgency to mm-mm. really, I mean.
Mm-mm. No, he needs them. He needs mm-hmm. them. He needs to find them. And I heard him tell the guy, he was like, I mean, if you've got them, I'll take all that you have. Just put them, I'll take all of them. And I thought, we didn't ask how many all is. We'll take all of them.
Where are they made? Do you know?
I don't know. China? I don't know where they're made.
Okay. I just have never really thought about where fishing lures were made until you mentioned this. So no. I was just curious.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know it was, I mean, why don't you just go to Academy and just, but he doesn't like those. Like you've got to get these certain kind, and it's a certain thing. And apparently the fish are very discerning. And if you get that, you think you want a yellow paddle tail, but what's going to happen is they're going to know that's fake. They're going to know the fish is going to know. And so you got to get the orange paddle tail with the brown something, something. So, you know, I don't know. So that's what we had going on here this morning.
Well, I hope he was able to secure what he needed.
I think he ended up going to a store in person. I think he ordered some online. But listen, he's ordered them off of eBay. We got an eBay. And I said, what did we get from eBay? And he was like, oh, I ordered some fishing lures. So I don't know what we've got going on, but it's extensive.
I bet he has some tournaments coming up, doesn't he?
Yeah, it is tournament season. I think he's got one the first weekend of June. Mm-hmm. And then he always has the one that he does whenever, the end of July, beginning of August. So we got to get ready for that. And then this is the time of year. He does try to go fishing about once a week because, you know, they get up. He gets up at 2 a.m. and drives down there, which I just think is horrendous. But
I can't think of anything worse, honestly. No. And you know what? If I did get up at 2 a.m. to fish and then I drove down somewhere to do it, yeah, I'd just go to bed in my car.
Yeah.
I would be so tired by the time I got there.
No. And then you get there and then somebody says, now jump in the ocean. Jump in the ocean. And wade around in waist-deep water where there's who knows what else in here with you. Alligators, sharks.
Not for me. It's not
stingrays. No, that sounds terrible. That's like my version of Survivor. I would fail every time. I would be like, there's not enough money. There's not enough money. So anyway.
Have you watched anything in the meantime, or are you only packing?
What have I watched? I'm all caught up on Hacks. I'm watching
Hacks. I'm not. I haven't started it yet.
It's good. So far, I don't like it as much as last season, but I will say that I'm getting into the later episodes. I think we're 8 or 9 episodes in, and it kind of took a turn where now I like it. It does have a lot of heart. So I really, it is not for the children. It is not appropriate is what I'm going to tell you, but man, it's a good story. And I've loved following the trajectory. So I've got caught up on Hacks. And what else have I watched? I kind of think that's it. We watched some hockey. Caroline's been into the hockey playoffs. So last night we watched the Toronto and somebody in Florida. I don't know. So we watched that.
Feels right.
Toronto and Florida. And the Dallas Stars apparently have gone on to do some hockey stuff. So.
Yes. Is that the Florida Gators who were playing?
Yes, it is. Apparently Carolina's still in it. I don't know. So anyway, we did that. But other than that, no, just ordered. And I cleaned the whole house on Saturday. That needed to be done. So I got the house all clean. We had our friends, David Catt and our friend Aaron, her husband, Brandon. We laughed because they had gone on a trip to Turks and Caicos earlier in the week. And then he got home and literally had to drive straight to a Boy Scout camp out.
Oh, bless his heart.
Is that the worst?
That's terrible.
Listen, dad of the year right there. I'm like, just to go from a resort in Turks and Caicos to a Boy Scout camp out feels like the cruelest of all things.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's pretty much it. And then I need to read Sunrise on the Reaping because I haven't started that. And that's our book that's coming up. But I figured that'll be a this weekend project.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it around these parts. I know. So with that being said, is it time for 5 favorites?
Time for 5 favorites, Melanie, and this is the most random assortment, but we're going to persevere, and you're going to know it's a random assortment when I share the first thing, which is called Brahmi protein pasta. Let me tell you something. As you know, I don't love pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I like it fine, and there are certain things that I'll crave that happen to have pasta like in them, you know?
Yeah.
So last night I was craving this thing that I make, and I don't make it often. I used to make it a lot when Alex was little, that David always called pantry surprise, which is just like ground beef and corn. It's just got all this stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a couple of boxes of this Brahmi protein pasta in the pantry, but hadn't tried it. And I thought, I'm going to try it now. Let me tell you something. It's delicious.
Really?
And I have a whole thing. I mean, I've tried whole wheat pastas. I've tried protein pastas. Uh-huh. And they can taste a little gummy.
Yeah.
Like they taste sometimes a little chewy, maybe.
Yeah.
This pasta has 2 ingredients. It has semolina wheat. It has something called a lupini bean, which I feel like is a very Melanie ingredient.
The lupini bean
is a legume. Anyway, it is so good. And they have all different kinds. There's all kinds of different shapes, but it's really delicious.
Okay.
And I had some earlier today and I was like, dadgum, this is good.
Okay. I'm so glad to know this.
Yes. And it's because, of course, it's higher in protein, which means it doesn't have as many carbs, which means you metabolize it a little slower. I'm real tickled to have found it. So highly recommend.
Okay. This is funny because Thrive Market actually sent me 2 boxes of this. And so now I'm excited to try it.
Maybe that's where I got this.
Yeah. Thrive Market sent it to me. So maybe that's where it came from.
Okay. The second thing is the, you know, I like Supergoop. I like their products. I think a couple of weeks ago, their Protect Tint was one of my favorites. I have since discovered they have a sunscreen that is an oil with SPF 50. It's called It's called Supergoop Glow Oil. And it's not a huge container. Like, I don't know that this is something that you would wear, like, if you were going, you know, to the beach. You might need something a little bit more econo-sized.
Yeah.
But I do try to put sunscreen on my arms every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this oil situation to be, like, 50 SPF, but it's moisturizing and it gives you a little bit of a glow. Like, it makes you glisten a little bit. I know. I thought, well, I'm just delighted to have run across this product because...
Okay.
Because I always, Hazel even knows when she hears, she knows the sound of the sunscreen I put on my arms. And she knows what it sounds like when I rub it on. Like, she always starts to bark because she knows that means I'm leaving. But I can be a little bit more stealthy with the glow oil. The oil. I know. God bless her.
These dogs. Oh my gosh. These dogs.
So anyway, but I think people will enjoy it. I do. I just have never had like a really, you know, legitimate sunscreen that was an oil. It feels like a nice progression in the sunscreen industry.
Yeah, I like that. I like an oil too, because it does give you a little bit of a sheen. It looks, it doesn't have a white cast. So I'm really excited about this.
Yes. The next thing is I realized I'd never mentioned this. I linked to an old, I think I had a favorite of the first magnesium I ever used, but I switched about, I don't know, a year and a half ago to magnesium glycinate, because I read some things or heard some things, or I don't know, that it absorbs better, whatever. But I have reordered this magnesium 5 times and I really do like it. Okay. I take it every night. It's 500 milligrams and easy breezy, but I really think magnesium, for me at least, seems to help with my sleep.
Yes.
And as I have mentioned many times, just like my high arches, just like my unusually small ear canals, I was severely magnesium deficient a couple of years ago and had to really commit to the supplement. So I like this one a lot. So
no, and magnesium, listen, if you're wondering, do I need magnesium? You do. Everybody needs more magnesium.
So I'm religious about taking this at nighttime. So I just wanted to pass it along. Okay. So I have a whole thing. When I go get a manicure and a pedicure, I like my colors to match.
Yes, me too.
I don't know. It drives me crazy if there's, you know, because I always get a gel manicure, and if there's not the same polish, or sometimes the polish supply has run down in the color for my toes. And so they have to put the stuff in it and it changes the shade. And anyway, and so I just thought, why don't I just order my own? But then I realized you can order gel polish on Amazon. So I was like, where can I order gel polish? Well, at Beyond Polish. And so they have a deal where you can pick out your gel color and just your regular color, like you're going to use on your toes, because I don't get gel pedicures. And you get 2 of them and it's like $23 for both things. And I go in one of 2 directions when I get nail color. I either get something that's a light pink, or I get something that's kind of a plummy gray. Those are just sort of my 2 lanes. So I ordered me a set of a new light pink color, and I ordered me a set of a plummy gray, and I'm so excited about it. And
well,
I
look
just,
at that. That's a good thing to do.
I know. And I thought, I'll just have it. I'll just put it in a little pouch. I'll put it in a bag within my bag. And that way I just always have it with me. And I'm good to go. And it just kind of made me feel settled for summer. Like, this is what I'm committing to this summer. I will do this pink. I will do this plummy gray. The end.
Okay. That's really good. I know. Mm-hmm. I hate when mine don't match. And the problem has been, listen, this is my burden to bear. But with my dip, because I do dip on my nails, which then you can't match, because that's a whole different thing than your toes. And so I never can get, listen, Nick tries. He really tries to match, but he just never can get it quite right. But anyway, I think I'm going to quit getting my nails done. Actually, I think next week I'm going to be done for the summer because my pottery class. So...
You got to pick a lane.
That's
you have to pick a lane.
I can only do so much, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird to me because I'm not very particular about many things, mm-hmm. but a match in manicure and pedicure is one of those things. When they don't match, it drives me crazy.
No, I get that. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. That's me. That was my whole thing that happened right before Easter, and I was just sick. I almost couldn't sleep for worrying about it.
Will y'all just keep us in your prayers. Before the Fayetteville live show, mine didn't match, and I almost went back and got a color mm-hmm. change. And finally, I thought to myself, ma'am, you need to grab hold of the reins.
I know, but I get it. I mm-hmm. totally get this.
Mm-hmm. Here's my last thing. My friend Catherine and I went to state together, texted me last week, and she said, do you know about free assembly? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know about free assembly. And so she sends me a link, and free assembly is this line at Walmart. And it's, I think everything they have almost is 100% cotton. And she was like, listen, I've ordered several things from this line. And she said, the quality is so good for the price. And so I looked around and they have some really cute summery dresses, really like just very, very like classic kind of styles.
Yeah.
But I found this little skirt, this little cotton midi skirt, which I will say it's longer than midi on me.
Okay. It's darling.
It reminds me of something that I would have worn in college. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it said it runs small to size up. So I did. I think I would have been okay with the regular size. It's a little loose, but it has a tie. So I figure it'll be fine. It's mm-hmm. not worth going to the trouble of swapping it.
No.
But, anyway, all that to say, it's so cute.
It is so cute.
And it's really good cotton. Like it uh-huh. hangs well. It's got a little bit of weight to it, but I think it comes in a couple of different patterns. I just think it's darling. And this is the kind of thing I will throw this skirt on, even with just like a button up shirt or a t-shirt. And some sliding my feet into some sandals and off I go to church this summer.
Yeah, it's super cute. Now, you know, in college, you'd have worn it with a floral top.
Well, stripes and florals. If Emma Kate and I had a pattern love language in college, it would have mm-hmm. been stripes and florals. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go with a solid at this stage in my life mm-hmm. top. Gosh, that was so cute for $26.
Really cute. Mm-hmm. No, it's really, really cute. Now I'm sitting here thinking about it and I just told myself I'm not ordering anything else for summer.
I know. I'm kind of the same, but I don't have a lot of skirts, but
no,
I thought
it's so cute
with a white t-shirt or a black t-shirt, mm-hmm. just perfect. So, and it's not a style that I see like everywhere, mm-mm. you know?
No, it's real cute. I love that little A-line kind of.
I do too.
Yeah, that's super cute. Big fan.
So anyway, I would encourage people just to look around at the free assembly stuff. I told Catherine, I had no idea.
No.
That there was, there were such cute things there, but there really are some real cute little summer dresses. So.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. cute. Okay. Well, thank you so much for those five favorites. Those were excellent.
You're welcome. I do what I can. And I'm so excited about this protein pasta. I don't even know what to do. So
I know. Listen, I'm going to go cook mine up. Now I'm going to rethink my dinner plan. We were not going to cook. I'm not cooking until Wednesday at the earliest this week. So,
you know, I told David I was not cooking while Alex was gone.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, I have, but mm-hmm. but not like not a big to do. I'm not. What night was that? I think it was Friday night, maybe Saturday night. I had a bunch of vegetables in the refrigerator. Like I had some corn. I had some broccoli. I had some. Costco has these little potatoes that I love, like baby potatoes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I chopped all that stuff up. I had some cauliflower. I put it all on a sheet pan. It was delicious. I just roasted it all on 425. It was so good.
Oh, that does sound good. Mm-hmm. I know. Carolyn got home whenever that was, a week ago. And I swear last week, Perry and I laughed because I was like, this is the fifth time we've run our dishwasher this week. You know, like
you forget. And you just have one extra person.
That's it.
All these people who have three people coming home. That would just be whiplash. I would think.
I mean, that was like, I mean, all of a sudden, because I was like, it wasn't even that we were, but I was like, it's one more coffee mug that's being used in the morning. And then mm-hmm. she eats her yogurt and that's another bowl. And then we did cook because she's home. And so it's just like,
what? And that's another bowl. That's
It's another bowl and another spoon.
Oh.
And then we cooked, you know, and so this week I was like, yeah, I'm pretty much back off the cooking thing. So tonight they want to get sushi because she wants sushi before she leaves on her trip. And then Tuesday night, we're going to go out to eat somewhere. And then, you know, the rest, then after that, it's just back to me and Perry for a while. So we'll figure that out as we go.
Yeah. You know what I'm real into right now?
What?
Popsicles.
Oh, like just a traditional old fashioned?
I like the tropical popsicles, and that comes in like orange, fruit punch, and pineapple. Delicious.
That sounds delicious. They're so good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe I need to order some of those from the store.
Maybe you do. I ordered them again the other day, but they were out. So I may have to go by the store to see if they've restocked. I know it's terrible.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer. So,
all right, everybody.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back next week, and one of us will have advanced at least past the first round, at least one game into the tournament. And what an exciting time that will be.
So exciting. Mm-hmm. So we will see y'all then.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.